Cordell asks, regarding logging, what is your opinion on President Trump's plan to repeal the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest? Dr. Ween, you have first asked.
The roadless rule is very interesting because in the Tongass there are a lot of roads. And in discussion with Forest Service people that, at least within their opinion, there is room for considering what they call limited exemption as being very reasonable. In my opinion, however, I will take it another step further. I do believe in the Alaska exemption for the roadless rules. And the reason I believe in that is because we are in a state which requires our ability to be able to consider resource usage, and hopefully in a very smart way. And when we do that, we need, I'll say, all of our tools on the table. If we don't get the exemption, then we are hamstringed and we are unable to promote ideas which may be beneficial to the state. I believe that places in POW, for example, again, Viking Lumber and lots of other small outfits which are logging, I think that at Viking, they employ a stream of people of about 235, and that is a significant number of people from Craig and Klawock and other areas. And to deny a constant stream of selective logging, et cetera, I think is not appropriate. And Alaska needs all the tools that it has on the table to make appropriate decisions on how to deal with the resources that that we have. And I'm sure you know about the financial aspects and troubles that we're having in this state. So it's not a bad idea to have the tools. Thank you.
Representative Christ Tompkins, same question.
Over the last, gosh, probably 5 to 8 years, there's been a multi-party working group, timber industry, fishing, conservation, visitor tourism industry, basically looking at the future of the management of the Tongass National Forest. And from me sort of being a bit afield from that, but watching that group work and sort of progressively home in on consensus, because this is such a divisive issue, the Tongass Timber Wars have, you know, torn apart this community, a lot of communities, very, very polarizing. That process, really looking at consensus, really impressed me and trying to sort of turn a new page in terms of management of the Tongass. And so I was very partial to the work that group was doing, which I think has sort of been put on pause as best I understand it. So I'm very partial to that sort of consensus-based approach. I mean, I'm sort of watching and seeing what unfolds in terms of a possible Alaska exemption. Governor Walker has appointed a working group. Sitka has representation on that working group. So, you know, the details matter. But in general, when it comes to management of the Tongass, that kind of consensus-based process, in my mind, is the way to go in order to try to put the Tongass Timber Wars behind us and sort of have a consensus-oriented management approach of this forest.